The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Congressman William Timmons joins us each Tuesday for our Tuesday with Timmons. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Joey. Great to be with you.
Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family. Now it's time to get back to work. You guys are headed back to D.C., right?
That's right. On a flight here, 10 in the morning, ready to get back to work. Hoping they can find some better policies to push out, but I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah. Well, you've got quite the few, quite a few items on the agenda there. So let's start with, government funding. It expires December the 3rd, and the, Treasury says that the debt ceiling will be met on December the 15th. So what's the next step on, keeping the government open?
Well, I think everybody assumes they're going to do a continuing resolution here in the next couple of days. That'll kick the can another probably month or two down the road. And I don't think they have a plan for the debt ceiling. The Republicans will not be helping them as they try to spend trillions and trillions of dollars towards a socialist utopia that doesn't exist. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do on that one.
Yeah. So if tell him in layman's terms, Congressman, tell us what will happen if nothing is done with the debt ceiling.
You know, there's just no way that we're going to not do something with the debt ceiling. It is a must pass piece of legislation, and the Senate is where this issue is going to come to a head. Leader McConnell has said that he will not be helping the Democrats again. He took a little bit of pressure off 2 months ago, as you may recall. Theoretically, what would happen is we would stop paying our bills. We would stop paying the interest on our debt. We would stop paying our bonds. We would stop paying our notes. Treasury would essentially become defunct. It wouldn't be able to do anything that it's supposed to do. So it would be catastrophic for the U.S. economy, for the global economy. And we're coming out of a pandemic right now. This is not what we need to do. The Democrats want to spend trillions of dollars we don't have. They're going to have to do this on their own. It's a tough vote. I hate it for them, but it's the path they're taking, so they're going to have to use reconciliation and do it on a party line vote.
Yeah. So what you're saying here is that it will get done, just not with any Republican support.
I would be shocked if Leader McConnell blinked again. I promise you I won't be voting for it.
Yeah.
But the Senate is where it matters because they need 60 votes in order to do it through regular order, and they can do it through 50 votes if they use reconciliation, but it's just a bunch of gimmicks. I mean, the way that this that Congress uses reconciliation is not how it was designed, and it shouldn't be done that way.
Yeah. Well, you know, you said a bunch of gimmicks. I mean, the whole Build Back Better program, there is a bunch of gimmicks, right? I mean, you know, we have so many programs in there that are funded for say 5 years. There's no plan that in 5 years that those programs are just going to go away. So when they're estimating the cost of some of these programs, it's really vastly underestimated, isn't it? Because they're basing it on, well, we're going to fund it for the next 5 years, knowing that we're going to have it forever.
I want to clarify, the way they're paying for it is, I call it voodoo math or budget gimmicks. But the programs they're proposing are not gimmicks. They are transformational social safety net programs. They're entitlement programs. They're incentivizing people to not work. They are giving things to people that are not working. It is not the way that we are going to be prosperous as a nation. It is the beginning of the end of this country. So while the programs are being paid for with budget gimmicks, the expansion of social safety nets, of these entitlement programs, is not a gimmick at all. It is the beginning of the end of this country.
Yeah. There's a great column written by Jonathan Ingram in the New York Post yesterday that kind of breaks down in the terms that I can understand. He addresses the workforce, and he talks about all the various benefits that a person has, and he estimates that a family, a couple, can have an income of about $45,000 a year minimum, in some cases more, not to work. And so when you read some of the things that are available, and he says that a lot of these programs are going to be continued through a lot of these were under American Rescue Plan Act, but that they'll the Build Back Better includes continuation of these programs. If that's the case, then we're going to have problems getting people back to work for many years to come.
At the same time that we have 11 million jobs open.
Yes.
11 million jobs open, and we still have states that are paying people to stay home. It's just we're moving in the wrong direction. And people wonder why we have supply chain issues when you can't unload ships, when you can't drive trucks, when you can't stock shelves because nobody's working. It's not shocking that we have supply chain issues. It's not shocking that we have inflation. The policies that they're pursuing have one end in mind. It is transforming America into a socialist utopia. We have seen that tried all over the world in human history, and it fails every single time. So we're doing everything we can to put the brakes. I am very confident that what passed the House is not going to become law. There was amnesty for millions of illegal immigrants. That's definitely coming out from the Senate parliamentarian. And then there's just a lot of other Green New Deal. I'll give you a great example. BMW is investing in hybrid vehicles and electric vehicles, batteries. This bill, the Build Back Better plan, specifically incentivizes union electric vehicle makers. So BMW would not be eligible for $13,000 tax credit per vehicle. But if you're in, Pennsylvania or if you're in Detroit, you get it. So it essentially creates a disincentive for consumers to purchase a BMW. That directly hurts the 4th Congressional District. That directly hurts South Carolina. It is outrageous that would even be proposed, no less past the House. That's coming out too.
Yeah. Well, Congressman, sounds like you've got a busy week ahead of you.
We do. And I got drilled this weekend, too, so it's going to be a long one.
It's going to be a long week for sure. We'll catch up with you again next Tuesday. Have a safe and blessed week. Thanks for checking in with us. Congressman William Timmons, we'll talk again very soon. Be safe up there.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.